Greetings and salutations, Odyssey fans. I am Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Well done, Bob. And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
Coming up on the podcast, we'll be hearing from not one, but two new Odyssey actresses who appear for the first time in this month's club adventure Between Camp and a Hard Place.
But first, here's the latest news. We've got big news today, Bob.
How big?
Like really huge, super colossal big. Mega big, in fact.
You'd better share it then before your head explodes.
Yo, this month, Adventures in Odyssey releases our biggest album ever. It's the Adventures in Odyssey Mega Pack.
And when Jesse says big, he means big.
Well, I actually said huge, super colossal big. And I meant that too.
This album features 75 episodes for more than 30 hours of listening. And yes, this Treasury of Odyssey Adventures is the biggest album we've ever produced.
Check out the links to the Mega Pack on our website.
And I have to say, 75 episodes is big. But you know what's even bigger? 850 episodes.
That is bigger. So is that really how many we've created?
Yep. In fact, this month's club adventure Between Camp and a Hard Place Part 1 is number 864.
Wow.
And you can listen to just about every one of those episodes in the Adventures in Odyssey Club. And right now, for a limited time, if you sign up for a 12-month membership, you also get an Adventures in Odyssey New Testament. Visit our website at aioclub.org for more.
Yeah, and now, speaking of Between Camp and a Hard Place, it's time to talk to two of the stars of that show. Rachel Eggleston plays Elise, and Brianna Bryan plays Scarlett in this adventure.
Let's hear from both of these talented actresses about camp, commercials, and their characters.
Oh, nice alliteration.
Thanks. Rachel and Brianna, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Well, you both starred in the episode Between Camp and a Hard Place, available now in the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Had to get that in.
Yes, you did, Bob.
Yes. Have either of you ever been to summer camp?
I personally haven't been to, like, a specific summer camp. In sixth grade, I went to an outdoor school with my school, and there were so many activities there. We did archery, we made donuts, we made candles, and it was really fun, and you got to connect with everyone there.
How about you, Brianna?
So I actually have gone to a camp before. I went many times when I was younger. I remember a lot about it, actually. Some of my favorite things were playing in the arcade room. We had a Pac-Man. Actually, we had a lot of different arcade games, but Pac-Man was my favorite, and I got really, really good at the game. And I always had, like, a group of friends that I was with because our groups that we walked around with were always, like, pretty tight-knit. I remember karaokeing all the time. I love to sing, so that was definitely one of my favorite things.
I could so picture you doing that.
I definitely did all the time. And there was also one of my favorite times was arts and crafts, and we got to cook a little bit and do different types of arts and crafts, but my favorite was popcorn balls. We made, ooh. I don't know why they called it that exactly, but we took a ton of popcorn and, like, mushed it all together in a ball, and it was, like, really sweet. It was actually a really sweet kind of taste, but I just remember that being, like, my favorite food that I learned at camp.
Camp food is amazing, all of it, right? Popcorn
That's
balls,
right.
S'mores.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's rewind a little bit because we want to get back to how you got into professional acting. So, Rachel, you started in commercials. So how old were you when you got your first acting job?
I was 5 when I got my first commercial.
Wow.
So I started pretty young.
Yeah. So what do you remember about breaking into the industry through commercials?
I think that it's a great way to break into the industry because commercials are basically like a mini movie, all condensed into one day. So you can get all the information that you need and you can learn the process of filming and everything without being overwhelmed and having really like dramatic roles on your shoulders.
Right. Yeah. And because they're shorter and they're also really memorable. So have you appeared in any commercials that maybe our listeners might remember?
Yeah. So I did an Allstate commercial. It ran for 6 years, and I was standing in front of a car with my dad, and he had just gone to a fender bender, and Dennis Haysworth's voice comes out of my mouth. And the funny thing is that it was only a 2-hour shoot, which is really short for commercials. It was great.
Moving over to you, Brianna, one of your first jobs was doing voiceover for a cartoon called Craig of the Creek, which, interestingly enough, co-starred former Odyssey actor Gunnar Sizemore. Compare the voiceover recording for a cartoon like that to your experience with Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah, well, both of them have a lot of similarities. I remember both of them being so fun. The first one that I did with Craig of the Creek, I actually recorded by myself. So that was an interesting experience where I had to pretend like I was talking to so many people and just imagine them in my head while the other person was reading with me and just really bring my character to life. But with Odyssey, I actually had a whole group with me. So that made it so much easier to feel like an actual adventure that we were going on. We all just bounced right off of each other so seamlessly. It made it feel like we were all talking like in real life.
I can totally agree with that.
Yeah.
The energy in the room was fantastic.
Well, it's interesting because the two of you don't actually have any scenes together, do you? In this particular show.
No.
But yet you seem to have quite the rapport. Did you know each other before you booked this gig on Adventures in Odyssey?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we
have the same manager.
Okay, well, that explains a lot. So, Brianna, tell us about your musical background. Where did the music and acting kind of overlap? How have you gotten a chance to do musical things with your acting?
I actually started off as a singer because my dad's a singer. So I've been singing since I was very, very little. But the overlap really happened when I was in high school because I used to just sing all the time and I hadn't really gotten into acting. But I would just, like, naturally be myself. So I thought, okay, well, there's a musical happening at my school, so maybe I'll audition for it, see what that's all about, and see if I like it. And then the audition had a song that I had to do, so I sang a Beatles song. And I saw a lot of, like, positive reaction in the audience and the judges, and I was like, wait, this is kind of cool. Like, I never thought of, like, singing and acting together. So I continued with that, and, like, throughout high school, I did a ton of different musicals. So that's where the overlap really happened, though, was mostly in high school.
And this is for both of you. What's the hardest thing about being an actor in Hollywood?
I think the most difficult thing for me is making sure that I have everything prepared before I go. And that's not really just lines. Lines is a given. You have to have that. But making sure that I have everything ready in my car, I have my extra headshots printed, because most of the time I'm going on auditions actually by myself. So making sure I have gas in my car and all the preparations is probably the most difficult part for me, because I have to be on it every single time. And if I'm not, then it could mess up my actual audition.
Yeah, for me, I think it's just standing out. There are thousands of girls going out for this role, and you have to just think of what will make you stand out with still being true to yourself. You have to try to think of things that not every single person in there is going to do, because that's going to get boring for the casting directors.
Oh, yeah, and that's a good point, making yourself unique, because the casting directors are seeing, you know, like you said, hundreds, maybe thousands. Have you guys ever competed for the same role?
I think the closest would have been, both of us were auditioning for this show and we didn't know exactly what we were getting. But visually, we definitely look different.
Uh-huh.
So that's
yeah, we're different ages.
Okay, now we're moving on to this episode's TRQ.
TRQ!
That means totally random question, and it comes from our listeners. And this one's from Daniel in Colorado Springs. If you were at the Wits End Soda Shop, what kind of ice cream would you order?
Me personally, I would order cake batter with gummy bears and almonds. I know it sounds so weird, but it's so good.
Okay, I'll have to keep that one in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Gummy bears, nice.
How about you, Brianna?
I would probably get a coffee-flavored ice cream with chocolate chips and M&Ms mixed in.
Ooh, there we go.
That was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. I would order the same thing. That sounds really good. You know, let's talk a little bit more about Between Camp and a Hard Place. So, Rachel, you played Elise, a character full of optimism and energy. How are you similar to her?
I feel that I'm pretty similar to Elise. I am very optimistic, and I don't think I have quite as high of energy as her. I think that I'm a little bit more calm. But, yeah, I would say that she's very optimistic, just like me, and she's very kind.
And, you know, Elise is the kind of person who just wanted to do everything at camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to compete in everything, whether she was good at it or not, which got kind of funny. So if you were the one at camp, what a nut, which activities would have been your favorites?
My favorites would probably be archery. And in the show, she did a long distance swim in this freezing lake. And I think that would be so fun just because I love swimming and it would be so challenging and really fun. Personally, I probably wouldn't partake in the running through the woods. just because, I don't know, running is not my specialty. But I think it's amazing that she did it, even though maybe it wasn't her favorite.
Yeah. Well, Brianna, you played Scarlett. Can you describe Scarlett for our listeners who may not have heard her yet?
Yeah, definitely. Scarlett is a very strong-willed character. She has a lot of personality, and I feel like sometimes it's difficult for her to let people in, which is something that I'm sure a lot of us can relate to, just because she has so much that she's holding in on her own, and she's afraid to be able to share things with some people. And I think that's why sometimes she might come off as not friendly or not really wanting to be friends with everyone and just stay focused in her own world. But it's really amazing how she kind of turns around at the end, and she starts realizing all the positive things of having friends.
Yeah, of course, that's mostly in part two, which has not happened yet. But we will, yes, we have that to look forward to. So what's a quality in Scarlett that you admire, or maybe something that you discovered as you were going through the lines that made it fun to play her?
Well, first of all, her name, because I actually love this name. It's one of my top two favorite names. But also that I could connect with her and how much she loves technology. Personally, I use tech every single day. And whether I'm on like different social media platforms or just watching shows, it's like kind of my way to be in my own world, too. So that's something I definitely related to.
You know, Rachel, your character was directly impacted by a change in her family. You know, Elise found more purpose in her life when she saw her new siblings struggle. So personally for you, have you or someone close to you faced difficulty, and maybe how has that changed your outlook on life?
Yeah, so in the episode, Elise has foster siblings who have major disabilities. One has cerebral palsy. Her brother is on an oxygen tank for the rest of his life, and she's always trying to do what's best for them, and she's always very selfless with them. And personally, I've been blessed not to have that many difficulties in my life, but I do try to help people and be selfless just like her.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Now, Brianna, in this story, Scarlett and Olivia are struggling to become friends. You alluded to that. Have you ever tried to connect with someone who's very different from you? And if so, how did that work out?
Yeah, I definitely have. I think sometimes it's easy to get in your own head and try to make up a reason why someone's acting a certain way. And without really knowing them, you can't know why they're acting that way. So I had to learn how to like walk in their own shoes and then figure out, okay, maybe this is why they're acting this way. Maybe I can connect with them in a way that's going to help them reach out more to me or accept me, and we'll be able to connect better. So it's really weird having to relate to someone that you're like, okay, I don't know why they're acting like this. But as long as you can start seeing things in their light, and it will be able to become closer and better friends.
Yeah, I got a kick out of this character because she arrives at camp thinking that it's going to be some sort of like a reality show, like an extreme survival.
When you
read the script, what did you think? Did it make you laugh too?
Yeah, it definitely did. There is a TV show I used to watch that was just like the wilderness test. So I was just imagining her watching that show all the time and thinking she had to like be this amazing survivalist and like learn how to do everything on her own. So I really commend her for wanting to be that powerful of a person and such a well-trained survivalist just by watching a TV show.
Yeah, I think that at one point Zoe called her Danielle Boone.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely has a character that she wants to be that person that stands out for her survival skills.
This episode was written by Marshall Younger, one of our favorites, and he was also in California directing the episode. So can either of you remember a specific bit of direction that Marshall gave you that sort of helped you with your performance?
Oh, my goodness, yes. He was such an amazing director. And in the beginning, he just said, be in the moment and have fun with it. This seems like such a simple note, but you need it when you're going in there because you can get in your head and you're trying to think of every line being the exact thing that you want to come out of your mouth, when really you just need to be in the moment, connecting with other characters and just having fun with it. And that really makes the show to come together.
Well, we've already had our random question. Now it's time for a deeper question. And this is for me personally. I have often wondered whether young actors like yourself who are still figuring out who you're going to be in this life ever take away things from a role and think, well, that's something I want to make part of who I am. Or maybe on the opposite side of it, it's, you know, that's definitely not something I want to see in my character. Does that ever happen to you? And did it happen with this show?
Yeah, I'll speak to this. So I've actually personally had another experience with a character that you guys might know. Her name is Belle. It was a character I played when I was at high school, and that was a really interesting experience for me because I took on such a big role, and having someone like that, a character like that, could seem like it might be impossible to relate to at some times because it's so big of a character, and it was really hard for me to bring it down to a more personal level. So I was viewing all the different personality traits very opposite of mine, and then my director had me do kind of a little strategy paper, and I like wrote down some similarities and differences between my character and myself. And when I did that, I realized that the character was actually just an extension of me. And I had no idea that I was seeing things completely opposite, that this character was so bold and she really stood up for herself. Those are certain traits that I decided, even after that show and I was done with it, to start bringing into my own life, like not being afraid to speak up for myself, being more open to having more friends and things like that, that just stuck with me and actually related to, similar to Scarlett.
How about you, Rachel?
Yeah, I can 100% speak to this also. Elise was so fun to play, and I feel that she's definitely a part of me. And bratty roles, they can show you what not to do, because when you're acting, you put on different faces for every role, and you need to embody the character.
Mm-hmm.
And that can sometimes get in your head, but you just need to stay true to yourself. Also, I was in a Christian film called Summer Snow, and the girl in it named Hallie, she went through so many tough things. Her mother died, her family was just going through such a hard time, but she always stayed optimistic, and their faith was just so strong. And I feel that I've definitely carried her along in my life because she always found the good in things, and she was so strong in the situations. And I think that that's definitely something you need in your life. And these roles are like stepping stones, and you can learn from them and take different pieces and put them into your personality.
Mm. Those are both great answers. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm confident that Scarlett and Elise will be inspirational in their own ways to a lot of the young fans of Adventures in Odyssey out there. And we really do appreciate
100%.
You being with us. Yeah.
Yes.
We've got another part coming, and we're excited about that. I know that our fans, anytime we have a cliffhanger, when we last left Scarlett, she was falling off of an air conditioner. So we don't want to tell them what happens. But you're okay, right?
Well, personally, it's going to be really eventful.
Yeah, no actors were harmed in the filming of that scene.
That's
well,
right.
I am so sorry that Jesse and I weren't in California to meet you personally, but it has been a pleasure getting to know you a little bit here on the podcast.
Yes, you too.
It really
it
has.
So fun.
Thank you so much for having us.
You can hear the first episode of Between Camp and a Hard Place in the club right now.
The story features Rachel and Brianna as Elise and Scarlett, and joining them at camp are Olivia, Zoe, Connie, Wooten, and Wyatt. Remember him from the Sandwich Initiative?
Oh, yeah, the Parker's neighbor.
It's all in the club right now, with part two just around the corner.
Also new to the club and the podcast page, you can submit your own
TRQ!
Or totally random question. Have you always wanted to know the favorite color, memory from growing up, or ice cream flavor of our Odyssey cast and crew? Submit your question and we may use yours as our next interview TRQ.
TRQ!
That's fun. And that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
You can find out more about everything we talked about at witsend.org/podcast.
And you can join the club at aioclub.org.
Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.